From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke today countered fears of a double-dip recession, saying he expects the U.S. economy to continue growing slowly. As NPR's John Itzy reports, Bernanke says the Fed is ready to take further action if conditions deteriorate more.
Speaking at the annual Fed retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Bernanke acknowledged that growth has been too slow during the past year, but he gave no indication new Fed action to support the economy is imminent. The chairman did outline several options the Fed has available to boost growth. First, injecting more money into the economy through the purchase of long-term securities, from government treasuries to securities backed by home loans. Another would be to reduce the interest payments on the reserves banks hold in their Fed accounts. The aim is to get banks to put that money to work in the economy. Unfortunately, with the benchmark federal funds rate already near zero, the Fed's most powerful tool is already fully deployed. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.
Floodwaters are continuing to rise in southern Pakistan. Authorities are now ordering the evacuation of residents in an area east of Karachi. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on the situation there as the Indus River continues to overflow its banks.
The fury of the floodwaters continues, even though so much water has been diverted by embankments overflowing, by canals overflowing. The Indus River has broken its banks, flooded places that people had never seen the Indus River before. Millions of acres of cropland have been destroyed. We've seen it the length of this province. Now here in the south, the river will dump into the Arabian Sea. But before it does, it's expected to create more havoc and displace hundreds of thousands more people. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the Khotri Barrage in southern Sindh province.
Hundreds of thousands of people erupting into cheers as Kenya's president signed a new constitution today.
I, Mwai Kibaki, declare that the constitution set out in a schedule shall be the new constitution of Kenya.
The law, described as the most significant political event since Kenya's independence nearly 50 years ago. The constitution was drafted after Kenya's disputed presidential election 3 years ago that was followed by months of deadly unrest. Stocks ended the week on an up note. Blue chips, after earlier yesterday closing below the 10,000 level for the first time since July, racked up triple-digit gains today on reassuring remarks from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. The Dow was up 164 points to end the week at 10,150. The Nasdaq gained 34 points. You're listening to NPR. The group of 33 trapped Chilean miners were able to send a videotape back to the surface today. The miners, looking gaunt and unshaven, joked about their plight, though one of the miners, after greeting family members, said, "Get us out of here soon, please." The men, who initially subsisted on very little food or water, appear to have lost significant weight since they were trapped by a collapse at the gold and copper mine 3 weeks ago. Rescuers are also using emergency holes to lower food and water and other items to the trapped miners. Work will begin next week on an escape tunnel, but completing that tunnel could take months. An opinion poll of Afghan men in the southern part of the country shows a large percentage of those surveyed believe the NATO troops are not there to protect the population. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, many also say it is wrong to work with foreign forces.
The poll of more than 500 Afghan men, taken earlier this summer in Helmand and Kandahar provinces, shows a mostly negative picture for the U.S.-led military effort. Nearly 70% believe NATO troops are not there to protect Afghans, but rather to occupy the country and go after al-Qaeda targets. Three-quarters say it's wrong to work for foreign forces. The poll was conducted in June by the International Council on Security and Development, an international think tank. The researchers say there's a relationship gap between NATO and the Afghan people. The report includes what it calls good news. Three-quarters of those responding favor an elected government over the Taliban. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Danielle is now a Category 4 hurricane. The powerful storm currently moving to the east of Bermuda is the first major hurricane of the Atlantic season, where initial indications are, aside from some higher surf along the east coast, Danielle will turn to the north, also skirting Bermuda, then heading out into the waters of the Atlantic. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.